Well, we had a solar eclipse this morning at around 10 o'clock. I don't think it was visible in L.A., but you might have felt the energy nonetheless. Right now, the sun is at 17 Pisces, and the moon has moved on to 18 Pisces. We have rising in the east at 12 noon at 3 degrees Cancer. Mercury is still at 25 Aquarius thereabouts. Venus is 10 Pisces. We have Mars and Jupiter together headed for Gemini. Mars at 27 Taurus, Jupiter at 29 Taurus, Saturn at 12 Capricorn, Neptune is now 12 Capricorn. So they're tightly grouped. And Uranus is at 4 Capricorn. Pluto retrograde, 15 Scorpio. North node of the moon is 4 Pisces. And the south node of the moon is 4 Virgo. Okay, welcome to the Tuesday expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. I'm Farley. I'm mighty glad to be here with you another day here on KFOX 93.5 FM. We are going on 5 years here on the Astrology Hour, thanks to you, the people of Southern California. So God bless you for your support, for sure. Okay, today's topic is called What It Means to Be Alone, the Transits of Uranus, or Uranus, depending on what planet you come from, how you might actually pronounce that word of that planet. To give you an idea of how intense these transits are, as part of today's topic, I'm having a Uranus opposed Venus this year, and that's what this topic is all about. Unexpected changes about love, money, also, and the pursuit of happiness. People you care about may seem unpredictable, unreliable. Things you value may disappoint you. These experiences impel you to rethink your attachments to people, things, ideals, money, and values. Very, very heavy stuff. And also, in case you're having a Pluto square Pluto, like I am, and you wondered what the advanced transits say about the midlife crisis, I'll tell you what Pluto square Pluto says. Power, control, manipulation are issues. You may feel you're at the mercy of impersonal forces, the toy of a giant. Loss, setbacks are possible. Yet through these difficult experiences, you can be reborn somehow. Rising from the ashes is the only way. So, you know, these advanced transits are very powerful. And as far as the Uranus effect is concerned, frankly, the topic today called What It Means to Be Alone is very, very important and very, very intimately connected to the planet Uranus. Now that Uranus is firmly implanted in Capricorn, it appears to be playing havoc with lots of people that have Venus and or Mars early in cardinal signs. Now, to find out if you do have Venus and or Mars early in the cardinal signs, well, first of all, you'd have to know what the cardinal signs are. And the cardinal signs are specifically Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So I qualify because I have my Venus at 5 Cancer. Now, if you are specifically interested in women, whether you're a man or a gay woman, then we want to focus on today's topic, particular attention to Venus. But if you are particularly interested in men, and you have Mars, let's say, in Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, then we would focus on Mars, whether you be a woman or a gay man. All right? Now, the purpose of this topic, really, more than anything else, is to help you understand how astrology works and how the planets that move in our solar system literally set up rhythms, patterns, and cycles in our lives that we either must adhere to, or if we don't adhere to these patterns in a normal rhythm, then usually suffering is what the result is from that. So, what we find out is that Uranus is a very strange planet, and it's the Lord of Aquarius, and if you've ever been uncomfortable around an Aquarius, I'm a Leo, and Aquarius is my polar opposite. And frankly, it's a love-hate relationship all the way, because Aquarius, although they can be the most friendly sign, they still sometimes emotionally or in an affectionate sort of way can also be the coldest. So we get an Aquarian type effect from the transit of Uranus. Now what happens in our lives? A lot of us in California are used to partying and socializing and long-term friendships and long-term relationships and all kinds of activities where we are busy with people. But if you're having a transit from the planet Uranus, and you know, those of you people that are around 40 are also qualifying for this topic because you're having a Uranus opposition Uranus, which happens every 40 years or so. So what happens is that Uranus is a funny planet because it does rule friends and it does rule directions in your life, and it also does affect shock changes, sometimes changes beyond your control. We find that those people particularly that have early cardinal Venus and Mars in their chart, and once again, if you do have Venus or Mars in Libra from, I'd say, 0 to 10, in Capricorn from 0 to 10, in Cancer from 0 to 10, and in Aries from 0 to 10, and with focus around the middle, around 4 or 5 degrees right now, and those of you that have cardinal Venus and Mars later in the cardinals, like around middle Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, pay close attention to this topic because it's going to affect you next. But what happens when Uranus either goes over your Venus or Mars, depending whether you're interested in women or men in your life socially, or when it squares your Venus or Mars, and a square is an aspect between two planets that occurs when one planet is at a 90-degree angle to another planet with the Earth at the epicenter of that angle. So like if you were looking on a piece of paper and you drew a right angle, or two lines that were perpendicular to each other, and the Earth would be right at the meeting point of those lines, and then as those two lines go out to infinity, that they would go through both of the planets in square to each other. So let's go over this. If Uranus is sitting on top of or conjunct to your Venus or Mars, that is, if you have Venus or Mars in Capricorn around 5, then Uranus is sitting on top of it. If you have Venus or Mars in Aries or Libra, okay, around 5 degrees plus or minus 8, then Uranus would be squaring your Venus or Mars in that right angle we talk about. Now, if you have Venus or Mars in Cancer like I do around 5, then Uranus would be opposition or exactly opposite. An opposition means exactly opposite aspect as far as the angle is concerned. And what this does, you see, when we, as astrologers, we see these transits coming and we say to ourselves, well, we're going to try to avoid the transit of Uranus, square Venus, Mars, oppose it, or conjunct it. But that's not the way the universe works, because Uranus is a very sensitive, volatile planet. Sometimes if I ever doubt the power of astrology, I just have to look at these particular transits like Uranus to understand how it works. Now, suddenly, you know, I'm a type of person that has a lot of friends, but suddenly seems like most of them are pretty wrapped up in things that they're doing now that they weren't doing a couple years ago before Uranus opposed my Venus. So it seems like suddenly I'm freed up. I have a lot more free time in the social area because my friends are there. They're just not there as frequently as I'd like them to be. That's point number one. Point number two, Uranus seems to be like a vacuum cleaner because it sweeps away or it sucks up things in our lives that we might think are pleasant. But what it does is it removes old things and sets a foundation for something new, a new beginning. So like I say, I reiterate over and over again, there's really nothing bad in astrology or no negative transit, because we can take a look at any effect astrologically and come to the conclusion that something good is about to happen. You know, the philosophy, all things must and do and finally will pass, is so important when we consider this topic. So if you are a person that has Venus, like let's say you're a guy and you're interested in women, and you have been happening with women your whole life. Maybe you've been happily married. You've had some decent relationships. But suddenly the well has seemed to run dry. Well, you may be having a Uranus opposed Venus, a Uranus square Venus, or a Uranus conjunct your Venus right now, which makes it very difficult to have relationships. Or it makes it also extremely difficult to have stabilization in relationships. Now, I'm not going to say that all people with early Venus, Mars, and the cardinals with this Uranus aspect in their transits right now are going to have problems in their relationships. Some of you are so spiritual and godlike in nature, maybe you can overcome everything, anything. But the rest of us that are susceptible to this particular transit, you have to take a look and ask yourself, what does this mean? What does this transit from Uranus mean? Well, because Uranus is a planet of goals and directions, what it usually means is that a new goal or a new direction is being shaped for us. Now, I'll give you an idea. See, oftentimes, if you listen to my show, you hear me talking about self-esteem. And you hear me talking about how important it is to have a relationship with yourself and love yourself, because in the end and in the beginning, that's all you have, is the self. Because everybody else seems to come and go, but you remain pretty much the same as a consistent factor in your life. So what we find in life, as we go through these effects, when suddenly sometimes it does seem people and good friends are all around us, and the other times, people disappear, good friends disappear, and so do the relationships. What a lot of us can do during these horrible transits, if you want to call them that, is you can mope, you can feel guilty, you can feel sort of anxiety-ridden, you could feel regrets, you could feel anything negative. But I don't choose to do that, because I think that when you're alone, being alone, whether it's something that was impelled through an astrological transit, like what I'm going through right now, this Uranus opposition Venus, and I'm not telling you I'm lonely, I'm not really lonely, but I know what it's like to be alone through this transit. Because for some reason, when this transit happens, the stability and the foundation of relationships is not there like it could be. Same with your friendships. And suddenly it appears that you are freed up to do a lot of different things that you didn't have time to do before. Now, you know, when we're in relationships, and we have lots of friends, we're always looking for things to do, to have fun. But when those relationships diminish, when the friendships are gone, and when the love affairs and the sex is not there, we can sit there and mope about it and just completely overwhelm ourselves with anxiety, which is what a lot of people do during these long transits, because a Uranus transit, square or opposed or conjunct your Venus or Mars, can last for 2 years. Does that sound familiar? Now, if you've ever been in a relationship where you broke up and you were still obsessed with that person for a year or two later, you couldn't let go, just imagine for a second the opportunity you had to manage and to promote the relationship with yourself and to bask in the joy and the revelry of being alone and finally getting something done. What I have found during this transit more than anything else, and like I say, those of you that are 40 are also qualifying, because Uranus, opposed Uranus, does tend to throw you out of your relationships and friendships also. But there's so many things that are so important in life that we can't readily see because there appears to be a veil that's over our eyes when we're going through situations, especially Neptunian effects in our charts. We don't seem to see the forest through the trees. What can you do? If you don't have that relationship and if you don't have those friendships, this is an excellent opportunity for you to clean up your life. To not only detox your body, to detox your spirit, detox your emotions, detox your soul, but also take care of the residence, take care of the career, work on creativity, and focus on other things, because you may just be preparing for a whole new beginning, which may require a house cleaning of sorts. You see what I mean? So really, in my opinion, if you haven't had a Uranus transit yet, you will. Because it only takes Uranus 40 years to go through six signs or thereabouts. And 84 years are almost one full life cycle of a human being to go through all 12 signs of the zodiac. So in an individual's lifetime, you are going to have four major periods, if you live to be 84, of house cleaning when Uranus will, in fact, either oppose or conjunct your Venus or Mars twice and square your Venus or Mars twice. And when that goes on, then you have a choice to make. You can either dwell and mope in the gloom and doom of the loss because suddenly your friends are not around like they were. They moved away. You're not getting along with them like you were. You're a little bit more temperamental, and there's a part of you that seems more independent. The relationship stability is also not there anymore. So that's why it is so important to face up to completion. It is so important to understand metaphysically and karmically speaking that times come in your life when it's over, when the chapter is finished, when it's closed, or maybe it's being put on temporary hold, and you are being given an opportunity to finally get in that exercise program you want to do, to play the basketball or the bowling league. You're finally given the opportunity to change the residence or do a major house cleaning. You are finally given that opportunity to detox your body with herbs or fasting or whatever, to make time for meditation. Life is not a continuum, or was not meant to be a continuum, of love, sex, romance, relationships, passion, and partying with your friends. Even though some people may pretend that that's the way it is, if you're really honest with yourself, you'll be aware that your friends don't remain constant. They change or they disappear, or suddenly they're not as available. And same with your relationships. You may be married, but it doesn't mean that you're not alone. Because you may be having a Uranus square your Mars right now if you're a woman that's married, right? Maybe you have Mars in Libra, and Uranus has been square your Mars. And even though you're married, you might find yourself every day after dinner in a different room than your husband's in. So it's really like you live in the same house, but you really don't. See what I mean? So what does that mean? Well, there's times in your life when you've been closer, when you've done lots of things together. And like I said, these transits always don't mean divorce, breakup, and separation, especially for the more traditional folks, the older folks, the older generations born in the 10s and the 20s and the 30s and such, 40s. But it does mean that you're finally given an option to do something more different that's creative. Maybe you'll start going down two different paths now. When you first got married, when the relationship was going before the 7-year cycle hit, you spent a lot more time together. Now, you're automatically being freed up to join that club, to get into that hobby, to play that mahjong, to write that book, to become that actor or actress or whatever it is. See, so what it means to be alone is that you are being given the opportunity to expand the foundation of your own self-worth, to expand the foundation of your own self-esteem, and to finally reach into that soul bank and improve your overall status by working on your body, detoxing it, protecting the temple, working on your mind and your spirit through meditation, prayer, affirmation, and also maybe preparing for new beginnings that will come into your life when the Uranus transit is over. So, you know, it's like if you're into astrology, then you will definitely understand what this topic is about. And if you're not, then you might not have to be into astrology, but just hearing what I'm saying, you'll say, yeah, Farley, I relate to these cycles and to these rhythms that we go through. And I believe you're absolutely correct that we do definitely go through cycles and rhythms where people are removed from us for whatever reason and that relationships are not the same. You take somebody that is obsessed with love and sex and romance and lust and relationships and even can be extremely promiscuous for years and years, and then suddenly they have that Uranus square Venus or square Mars or the Uranus conjunct or opposition Venus or Mars, and it's all taken from you. The regularity, the consistency, the stability is removed, and you're really being told something by your higher self. You are being told to get ready for something different. And in order to do that, you must, in my opinion, once again, you must manifest a rebirth of some kind, which may mean an entire interior decoration of the home, entire interior decoration of your car, entire revamping of your value structure, entire revamping of your schedules and routine, maybe a change of career, maybe to write that book or become that actor or take up that commercial workshop or whatever you wanted to do. When you find yourself involved with a lot of friends, and in relationships, then your schedule is so filled up, that soul bowl is so intense, that you don't have time to do those things you know you must do to take care of yourself. Because relationships and friendships do take up the time that you might spend jogging or playing basketball or doing the aerobics or getting on a vegetarian diet or whatever, something that you'd always want to do, whether it's a detox or whatever, that you're finally being freed up to do it. And that's what it means to be alone. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not bad. It's not negative. It's not terrifying. It is just a part of your life that comes around that we must all embrace because we all have it and deal with it. And it is like a cocooning situation. Human beings, just like caterpillars and just like bears and just like a lot of creatures, have a hibernation period when they kind of lay low and it's just time for them to work on themselves and restructure themselves. Now, what happens to people that do not adhere to this Uranus transit? If you could logically see the outcome here for a moment, if you don't take the time to cocoon and to rebirth and to structure yourself for new beginnings, then things compound. If you don't detox your body, and if you don't protect your temple, if you don't detox your emotions and process completion in your life, do you know what happens? That's where you get sick. That's where illness comes in. That's where you end up in the hospital. That's where the cancer might come around, or the heart disease. These people that are stuck in these schedules, burgers, fries, Cokes, coffee, cigarette, burgers, fries, pastrami sandwich, pepperoni pizza. You get into these routines where I'm not saying it's totally bad to be a burgers, fries, Coke, caffeine, cigarettes, marijuana, beer, whatever, wine type person. But you know, what happens is we often do indulge and destroy ourselves when we are supposed to be rebuilding our bodies during these periods of aloneness, what happens is our self-esteem isn't checked. We get into self-destructive behaviors, and that's when you can manifest something like, God forbid, cancer or heart disease, or, you know, like some of these people going extremely promiscuous in this blood exchange sex situation. You get the VD or the AIDS. Instead of being celibate and taking the time to retract and take care of yourself, we find ourselves going out there taking chances with the needles, the intravenous drug use, and things like AIDS that are out there that we are susceptible to can grab us and kill us if we don't take this time to hibernate and cocoon and restructure our lives with new values. I hope that makes a lot of sense to you, because I have seen a lot of people go in the hospital with heart disease and cancer and people that have died of AIDS and such, who just run their lives pell-mell, and they don't take the time to protect their souls, their bodies, their spirits, detox, and enhance themselves spiritually, because either they don't believe in it or they just don't adhere to the transit of Uranus, which is saying stop. Stop, reflect, recharge, absorb, let go, process, complete. It's very simple. And that's what it means to be alone. Very, very important. Very, very important topic, critical topic.